Let's talk poetry. Now, I mean, it's one of the oldest forms of expression in the world. It has a long history of reinventing itself throughout the ages. But what place does it have in this downright dirty, digitally connected modern world that we find ourselves in? Joining me on the line is Dr. Paul Dawson. He's an associate professor from the School of Arts and Media at the University of New South Wales. Very good morning to you, Paul.
G'day, Nick. How are you going?
I'm good. Now, look, Australia has a proud tradition of poetry, but in the immortal words of Janet Jackson, what have you done for me lately?
Well, I think that depends on whether you've wanted to read it lately. And that has been one of the kind of enduring narratives of contemporary Australian poetry, that this is its richest period in terms of both quality and diversity, but it doesn't necessarily have an audience beyond, you know, performance poetry or slam poetry. But I think what it does do is that it offers you a different way of thinking. You know, when you're reading lines as opposed to sentences, the logic of connection between those lines, you know, opens up different ways of engaging with the world. And it's not expositional, you know, it's not prose. There's something about the way that it, explores an idea, asks questions in that particular mode, which, you know, engages us in a different way.
Look, we tend to have an idea that poetry is all about emotions and feelings, but Australia's had a pretty good tradition of political poetry and protest poetry.
It has indeed, but you know, I think what the problem here is that, you know, this assumption that there's a kind of disconnection between emotions and feelings and argumentational or rational thought. I mean, the best political poetry is animated, you know, intensely by emotion; otherwise, it wouldn't be written. But yeah, we have this assumption that, you know, poetry is about, you know, oh, feelings and love and, you know, nature's beautiful. But the political poetry that, you know, is most potent is there, not just because it, you know, is challenging contemporary ideas, but it's full of guts, right?
Yeah.
It's punching us in a way that another form of argumentation couldn't do.
So you mentioned before about the audience. Like, it sounds like maybe there's a lot of great stuff being produced in Australia at the moment that isn't finding the eyeballs it needs.
I think that's very true. I mean, from the 1990s onwards, the large Australian publishers stopped publishing poetry, so people like Penguin and Angus and Robinson, and poetry has been published largely through small independent presses, and it's been kind of lively in terms of what's being published, but in terms of how that's received, that's the tricky thing. I mean, you don't really read reviews of poetry in the newspapers, you don't see poetry in the bookstores, so it's actually very hard for kind of people to kind of realise the strong presence that poetry has in Australia.
So do you think it's been eclipsed a little by, you know, slam nights and spoken word performances?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. I mean, the beauty of things like slam and performance poetry is that, you know, it's democratic and it's demotic, you know, it brings poetry back to the people. And there's a lot of lively performance poetry and slam poetry, which is certainly intensely political as well. But I don't think that has necessarily translated to a larger audience for print poetry, for instance.
And
it's kind of like, you know, there are obviously overlaps, but I think, you know, someone who will go to a slam poetry session wouldn't necessarily be buying, you know, a range of other books of poetry.
And they wouldn't be reading, say, maybe long-form poetry, which Australia has been particularly good at, I think.
Yeah, well, Australia, I mean, there's a tradition of the verse novel. You know, people like Alan Wern and Les Murray have written verse novels. Mm. You know, Dorothy Porter, obviously. Also, just long-form poetry. Yeah, but one of the problems of that is, you know, it's very hard to publish longer poems in journals. And one of my bugbears is that journals will publish, say, a 10-page short story, but they won't publish a 10-page poem.
Interesting.
And I find that, in that sense, you know, it's very hard to get that work out unless it's, say, in an anthology or a kind of independent collection.
What do you think about poetry in this kind of modern, socially connected age? I mean, it's not a form that maybe lends itself to tweeting, perhaps.
Well, actually, I think it does. I mean, for instance, you know, because poetry is so compressed, right, and concise, if you can kind of manage, your poetry through, you know, forum like Twitter, then it will get an audience. And I think, you know, I've read, you know, various arguments saying that one reason why poetry has had some kind of revival in the popular imagination is precisely because, you know, it's easier to digest, at least in terms of its length, right? So I think, you know, some poets do, you know, have an online presence, and yeah, they manage that by you know, posting in small chunks.
Interesting. And what do you reckon we can do? How do we get the Australian public excited about poetry again? Just solve that for me now, could you?
Okay, well, you know, to be honest, I'm not a great fan of the idea that, oh, poetry is this amazing thing that everyone must read and we're impoverished if we don't. Mm. My feeling is that, you know, poetry is it's a niche art, right? And if people want to read it, that's fantastic. But should we make it more accessible for them? I don't think so. If people should just write whatever they want to write, and if it's obscure and wanky, then that's great. if they want to reach the people with, you know, kind of a different range of lyrics, that's great too. But I would certainly say that if you want to make it more prominent, then obviously, you know, there are things like getting a greater presence online, having, you know, a greater presence in bookshops, having a greater presence in the newspapers. And there are places that do that. I mean, Australian Poetry and Red Room Poetry, these are two institutions which try to bring poetry, you know, to a wider readership. And I think they do a lot of work with schools, and I think that's where you've got to grab people as well. Because when, you know, kids are in school and they're studying poetry and they're just being told, well, what's the meaning of this? Paraphrase this paragraph, this stanza. It's utterly dull, right? What they need is people and kids in school having stuff read to them, stuff with guts, stuff that they can engage with, and that's going to kind of develop a kind of large audience that moves on from there, I think.
It certainly would have changed my schooling. Dr. Paul Dawson, thank you so much for chatting to Breakfast this morning.
All right, thanks a lot.